All right, we're back live now, and it's my great pleasure to bring back Kevin Fassett. Last time we talked with Coach Fassett, he was coaching the Ipswich Tiger football team to a championship, and now he's moved on to other things. Kevin, welcome back to MSO.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Coach, first thing I want to ask you about is the transition to Northeast Conference football back in the fall, because I know Ryan Nolan very well. He's got a well-oiled machine over there, keeping the kids competitive every year, a terrific culture. What was it like for you to be an assistant coach at Danvers this fall season?
Oh, it was a great opportunity. I came up and, Ryan gave me a call and I, couldn't resist it. It was just awesome coaching the kids, and it was a really fun experience because we had a mixture of younger and older kids, and mm-hmm. a lot of the younger kids and some like positions as quarterback and running back and stuff like that. But it was really cool to see them grow throughout the year, and I think the future is really bright. Thanks to the assistant coaches and Ryan setting it up. So,
you got before I get into hockey, do you have football players on the hockey team?
We have a couple.
Okay,
Bray Plaza's one. And then we have a JV player in Steve Ramos. The only varsity player is Brady Plaza.
Okay. All right, I want to get to that in a second. Let me ask you a little bit here about your background in hockey. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. I obviously played in high school, and then I went to a Bridgeton Academy, and I played football and hockey there in a post-grad year, almost 20 years ago now. And, I had to make a choice from there what sport I wanted to play, and I kind of landed football, but always had a passion for hockey, and I've always coached it when I came back to the high school level. So I coached college for 7 years. I came back, and Coach Vin Marisolo over at Melrose, who does an awesome job, asked me to come help him out, and I ended up doing JV and varsity there and just kind of stayed with it. And then when I took a step back from football, I had a little more time, so I took advantage of it and then jumped on the hockey road.
All right, I'm going to let Tim come in here with the next question after this, but tell me about the preseason now, transitioning from football over to hockey, and you guys are practicing at a different rink from where you've been before.
Yeah, no, it's quick. I mean, obviously, like every other sport, you play to Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're starting a new program. It's November. I got the job later, and we're over in Essex Sports Center, which, I think is a good place for us because you want to play in your hometown. It's good for keeping the kids. And honestly, with hockey, that's the goal with a lot of these public schools is really you want to keep your kids in your system and have them play for your town. And I think by keeping those kids in numbers, a lot of schools have a great tradition. If you can keep those kids, you're going to win a few more games thanks to talent and a couple more bodies.
Well, we're going to look at your schedule here in a minute. But, Tim, you've talked to Coach Fassett before during football season.
Yep. Coach, congratulations on not only your career at Ipswich and then the appointment to the job in Danvers.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
As you left the football season and you transitioned into the hockey season, this is something we'd ask all the kids. What was the biggest adjustment for you?
Really getting the kids to kind of listen to me and adjust. And obviously, in that fall season, I'm coaching football, so you don't get to see the hockey kids as much. So you're kind of trying to make sure that they're, doing some kind of skating on their own and just make sure they're staying active and staying focused. And I think, the biggest thing really is just kind of, setting the tone in year one and really getting the kids to buy into some of our goals. And, if you look at who we have in certain positions, we're really young in a lot of spots, from the goaltender on out. And we want to make sure we keep the game simple and play really good team defense, protect our goaltender, keep shots to the outside and do, be good, hardworking kids. And I think so far we've had some success because of that.
One of the things that I always noticed about Davis hockey program out of the various head coaches, and I started watching them when I went to Gloucester in 1996, was how effectively they could maneuver out of their own zone in a matter of two, three passes. And it was up the ice. And it was always the same. It was always the same play. They just challenged the opponent to break it up, to stop it. But they would come up and it'd be, a pass to the middle, a pass to the wing, and then it was another cut. And all of a sudden, they're across the blue line, and they're getting shots on net. And it was before the other team had a chance to turn their hips. Is that something you guys are looking to keep going on?
Yeah, of course. I mean, those coaches did an amazing job, you know, going back to however you've seen it. And obviously, you know, the youth program's been very strong in a combination of those things. And obviously great parents and administration have helped them do that. But yeah, I mean, every time you get speed going through the neutral zone, usually you're going to have some pretty solid scoring chances at any level. So by starting in the back end, that's how you kind of generate the offense. And it sounds like they have done that in the past. And hopefully I don't mess it up and we keep that going.
Coach, I know. I think of that astronaut thing. I think it was Scott Carpenter. You know, please, Lord, don't let me screw this up. you guys are off to a really great start. And, you know, Gloucester is just powering its way through its schedule. And speaking of power, you got power rankings now. I want to ask you a few things before we talk specifically about your kids, if I could, Kevin. But the time changes. Are you guys playing 15 minutes or 17?
We're at 15.
You're at 15. All right.
Yeah.
The Super 8 is gone. And now you guys have to, you're scheduling, some really tough out of, league, games here. So, put that in perspective, if you would, please, in terms of what it means for the games weekly and what it means for the standings and your overall goal, which is obviously, of course, to win the conference and to get into the tournament. But you know what I'm trying to say? These are significant changes. So, well, how are you handling all that stuff?
Oh, it's been awesome. I've always been a huge fan of playing good competition. I mean, going out there and not playing anybody and just trying to get wins. I know it's good for some programs, and that goes to football too. We kind of have the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Within this league, we're a little bit smaller of a school. I know that probably applies a little more to football with numbers, but you know, by always sledding uphill like that, you're going to force the kids to work hard and you set yourself up for the playoffs to be successful. And I think this power ratings that I know some people have different opinions on it. I love it because it just shows that you got to go out there. You got to play good games. It's good for the game of hockey. It's good for your kids. It's good for everybody watching. And it just forces you guys to play tough teams in the schedule. I think that's what, you know, Coach St. Pierre and the previous coach did to kind of keep us. And a lot of that schedule stayed similar. So, you know, I thank them for that. And, I'm glad for our kids to kind of, you know, jump up and hopefully attack the schedule moving forward.
All right. The risk of opening up a can of worms here. What's your position on the OT? I mean, if you lose an OT, you don't get a point.
I do like the 1 point for getting to overtime, in my opinion. I think it's, you know, we've got lucky, and we pulled one out against Winthrop mm-hmm. in overtime, mm-hmm. and we got the 2 points, and it felt like you won the Stanley Cup on the other side. But the first thing I thought in my head, hopefully not to be pessimistic, was, you know, we're going to be on that other side too, and I hope, you know, we can keep our heads and kind of move forward from it. But, you know, I like the idea with overtime, the 4-4. You know, I think it's a pretty unique situation. I think it's pretty cool. I would like the point for anyone that reached that, you know, for playing that 45 minutes or even more, depending on how you're playing.
Yeah, that just seems a part of hockey, man. You get a tie, you got to get a point, for heaven's sakes. Maybe they'll bring that back. But, okay, now let's look at the team, and then Tim can join in again. But you started off with a couple of shutouts over North Reading and Lowell. Masco, which is always tough, set you back a little bit. Close game against the Vikings. Another close games that you win against Beverly and Chelmsford. They're always tough. They beat you by a goal, and you come back against Lowell Catholic. That's your season already, which is incredible. You played so many games. But tell me a little bit about the team, if you would, Kevin, your strengths and maybe a couple of your leaders.
Yeah, sure. I think what the biggest thing is just with a new voice and new ideas and new concepts and, you know, new goals. And I think the kids have really come together, you know, a whole new coaching staff. And it was really cool to see us play, and you know, looking on it, on paper, we lost a lot of seniors the last couple of years. So I didn't know how we were going to do. You know, our goal was, you know, our first goal was to make the tournament, regardless what that looked like. You know, when you're looking at playing bigger schools and stuff like that, you just don't know what team's going to look like year in and year out. So we had a lot of really young kids that have stepped up in positions, and it's just been a real solid start at 5-2. You know, I thought, you know, in Masco we played well for about a period and a half, and they got a lot of firepower, and they played well, and all of a sudden the wheels came off the wagon. I thought I felt a little closer than what it was, and then I thought Chelmsford was a good team too. So, you know, I was happy with our performance in our close games. Our kids kind of kept their heads, but we still have a long way to go. We're still making some mistakes that we look forward to fixing.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
So two of you lined up. I know there's always a thing when you get down to scheduling your season, you have your usual league opponents, and however they're, you know, carved up according to the newest pairings of the conference, who's in which which division and whatever, but who would you set up for outside competition besides Chelsea?
You know, so, you know, we've got a couple of those in there so far in the year. And to be honest with you, Mr. St. Pierre is the one that set up a lot of these games, which is great because I happen to get the job kind of later. But, you know, we got some teams. We got Swamp Scott was a team we picked up. We're playing Beverly three times PBD unfortunately not having the season.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, later on in the season, as I'm just kind of thinking over here, you know, we got Northbridge.
Yeah, where's Northbridge? Where is that?
we're playing at the New England Sports Center. I've never even been there.
Okay.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, right.
You know, so we got them. We got Wakefield, who, you know Coach Geary over there, and he's done a good job, and usually the Middlesex is pretty good. And obviously we got those games, like I said, like Swampscott and Saugus and stuff. So that should fill up our 20 games right there. You know, with a lot of our games so far played have been outside our conference. So to answer your question, a lot of those have been played so far. So
yeah,
that's one.
And you've got a mess of games under your belt already. Now, is it, does this schedule I'm looking at right that you're off until January 12th?
We're on the 10th, actually, against Beverly again.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
Because we started early with that tournament, kind of hit that, and then this was supposed to be this Wednesday, was supposed to be a game against PVD.
Right.
And then we just kind of had the game the next Monday. So we have a little gap right now to catch our breath and hopefully get some of our seniors who've been injured back on the ice, which would be great.
Now, speaking of, let's get right to that because we got a few minutes left here. Tell me about some of your leaders, please, Kevin.
Yeah, I'll start with the captains. Our two captains with, Connor Horn. Just a great kid, Aiden Lampierre, same kid, just been great leaders, been just hustlers, workers. We're hoping to get Connor Horn back, you know, more permanently now. He's been out the last three games, came back in a little bit this last game, but we're kind of making sure he's 100%. I think he's, you know, one of our more experienced, better players, you know, definitely our only senior on the back end, on the defensive side, you know, with that freshman goalie, so that's exciting. Aiden's done a great job as a senior, Lampierre, just kind of setting the tone and just working hard. You got Jake Ryan on that line with Jimmy Thibodeau. Those two assistant captains also have been just working really hard and work with a lot of young kids that haven't had any varsity experience. So I think those guys get all the credit in the world because, you know, it's they're playing hard, they're doing the thing, but they're also making guys around them better by slowing the game down, explaining things to them, and doing a lot of film work to catch up.
And I'm seeing four seniors. Is that it?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
We got you know, a couple other guys that are battling spots. Brian Mahoney has jumped up, and Ty McGinnis is also, he registers for school, has been kind of fighting on that third line a little bit, you know, fourth, third line, and so we're pretty young, you know, with the second line young and that third line's pretty young too.
Fantastic.
And then obviously our back end, the only senior is Connor. So we're a young team, and hopefully we'll be able to hold up on our own, you know.
Tim, final question for Coach. or comment.
I do want to wish the best of luck, Coach, as you take this new venture and keep after, but don't get in Gloucester's way. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no, they look solid. We're able to see them a little bit on film, and if you're not ready, they can light up the lamp pretty well, you know, and same with Masco. And to be honest with you, that's fun. I don't know when those guys are going to play, but those guys are each pretty solid. So, you know, our goal is just kind of taking one game at a time, and we get to that game. When we get there, we got to make sure we're ready, because if we're not, those guys can, like I said, they can score quickly.
So. Well, Tim is a homer, so, you know, when we do our broadcast.
No, I respect that. They're good. They deserve all the credit in the world. And it's a fun place to play. My first time ever going up there somehow, because I've been in the Middlesex, was last year, and I went up to that rink. I was like, this place is awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I love the rivalries that are going on. It's a great rivalry with Gloucester Danvers. Linfield now coming in and playing some of the Northeast Conference schools, especially Gloucester, you know, home and home. It's just cool that these schools are doing it all over the place. It's great. Kevin, this is great talking with you. I appreciate it. And we wish you nothing but the best and hope to see you at the rink. If not, we'll talk again.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.